再次我鼓励大家呢，就是说我们的敬拜的方式啊，这些不要受我们这面有限的一些限制，大家有各种的方式都可以来自由的来敬拜神。
So I want to encourage you to worship freely, not under our own limitations, not under our church limitations.
我们唱歌跳舞。
We can sing and we can dance.
在你按照圣经上的，在有时候在唱歌跳舞敬拜的时候，你可能会看到异象，也会领受神的话，你来告诉我，你也可以来分享。
So in your singing and dancing, praising the Lord, you see visions, you can also come and share with me.
这都是圣经里面讲的。
It's all been talked about in the Bible.
那讲到感恩呢，我们先翻到希伯来书十三章。
So we'll turn to Hebrews.
Chapter 13.
Chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章，大家最好带着圣经啊。神的话你们都要带着。我们过去呢，一直圣经不离手，都背诵圣经。
So in the past, we always carry our Bible, and we memorize the verses.
如果没有的话，你就看上面打的，或者看旁边的朋友的。
If you do not have a Bible, you can just look up on the screen or share with your friend.
在希伯来书第十三章十五节讲到。
Hebrews 13, verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是呢。承认主名之人最初的果子。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continue to offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confess His name.
这里讲到呢，就颂赞为祭献给神。
So it talks about the sacrifice of praise.
颂赞和感恩是分不开的。
So, praise and thanksgiving is always come together.
那这里讲到颂赞为祭。
Sacrifice of praise.
那等一会我把另一节经文分享完了，我们一起再讲。
So I'm gonna share another verse.
那我们放到帖塞罗尼迦前书第五章。
Thessalonians,
chapter 5:16.
Chapter 5:16.
16-18. 要常常喜乐。不住的祷告，方是感恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那这里特别的讲到呢，我们要常常的喜乐，要不住的祷告。那后面讲到呢，方是要谢恩。
Joyful always and pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances.
那前面一节经文呢，讲到我们要常常以颂赞为祭，要献给神。
And so the previous scripture says we have to give the praise of sacrifice.
这里说要凡事要感恩。
And now it says we have to give thanks in all circumstances.
那我就集中在这感恩这个。
So I want to focus on thanksgiving.
那第一个呢，这里讲的就是方式感恩，常常喜乐，不住的祷告是什么？他说是身在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So, when we talk about rejoice always and pray continually, is a will for Christ Jesus.
你想到神的旨意。
So is Jesus Christ's will.
你想到一个人的一个皇帝的旨意是什么？这是很重要的，对吧
？So just imagine a king's will for you.
那么我们在古代我们看电影的时候，那个皇帝的旨意是不可违背的，是不是
？So if you watch movies, the wills of the kings cannot be revoked.
啊，其实这个旨意呢，也可以说是他的天父的心意。
And you can also think about the will is the heart of our Father Lord.
他想要的是什么
？And this is what he wants.
那所以这是非常重要的，因为是神的心意，神的旨意。
This is very important because it's the will of our Lord.
当我们感恩的时候，神是非常非常的喜悦。你在怎么样？你在实行他的旨意。
And our Father God is very happy when we give thanksgiving because this is His will.
我觉得这个神在感恩的时候，不知不觉的你就讨神的喜。
So when you give thanksgiving, will give thanks, and in a way that you are pleasing the Lord.
你的心态会改变。
And you also have, you will, there will be a shift in your heart.
你的信心在提升。
And you also have an increase of faith.
你跟神的关系在改变。
And you also have a deeper relationship with God.
你跟人的关系也在改变，当你感恩的时候。
And when you give thanks, you also have a better relationship with your friends and families.
所以你不知不觉地在进入神的旨意。
So you are walking in God's way.
有一次我在跑步的时候，我碰到一个邻居，他也在那边散步。
So once I was when I'm running, and then I met my neighbor who is also jogging.
他是一个印度的锡克教徒。
He's a Sikh, is a East Indian.
我就跟他聊天。
So I was talking to him.
我常常都喜欢跟人聊天，也喜欢传福音。
And I like to talk to people, and I like to share gospel with them.
他就说：“你看加拿大，他说伸开双手，他说这么好的天，这么好的空气，他就哇 ，Shall we not give thanks？” 他就讲：“那为什么不感恩呢
？”So he opened up his arm and he said, "Oh, look at Canada, the beautiful sky and the wonderful air. I have to give thanks.”
他就是这样，他是真的，他一个大概五六十岁的一个男的，在那很健壮的走步，我跟他一起聊天，他就伸开双手这样，哇 ，Shall we not give thanks?
So he was in his 50s or 60s and very strong man. And while we were talking, he just opened up his arm and starting to give thanks.
感谢主，就是这样的，他认得这个神的创造主的伟大。
Praise the Lord.He knows how great the creation is.
但你一感恩的时候，一切都变了。
So when you give thanks, everything will change.
那何况我们基督徒呢？另外有一个感恩的层面。
So how much more is that for us as a Christian? We have a different things to think for.
我们不仅仅认识上帝作为一个创造主，而是也是称为救赎主。
Not only we know this God of creation, we also know Him as our Redeemer.
哦，这是多么伟大的一件事情！
How great it is.
当我们看到他的创造能够感恩的时候，是在我们生命存在的时候。
So when we see his creations and we give thanks, it's on the surface of our like beings.
It's when our life is existing. Yes, sir. 但是呢，我们基督徒有了一个永恒的生命，神赐给我们。
But as Christians, we have this eternal life that's given us by God.
永远可以来享受他的创造供给。
We can always enjoy what he has given us.
这不应当更感恩吗？
How much more we should give thanks to?
这就是我们基督徒感恩的最主要的原因。
That's the main thing that us as a Christian need to be thankful for.
另外就是说，上帝呢，通过耶稣在十字架上完成了一切救赎的大功。
And also God put Jesus on the cross so that he finished all the works of redemption.
所以你只要来相信、感恩、领受。
You just have to believe and receive and give thanks.
我们中间会有很多很多的见证。
And among us there will be more and more testimonies.
那这是第二点，就是说我们因着他的创造和救恩要来感恩。第一点是他的旨意。
So the first thing is to his will, and the second thing is we need to give thanks because his creation and his redemption.
第三点呢，这里讲到方式要感恩。
And the third thing is to give thanks in all circumstances.
他不是说为好事感恩。
He didn't say you have to give thanks in good things.
他说方式要感恩。
He said give thanks in all kind of circumstances.
小伙子，你要剪刀吗？来来来，
别理我。
OK， 小伙子，要不要？OK。所以，被这样的事情也要感恩，被小孩子闹也要感恩。
So you should give thanks when your child give you a gift.
我是讲的不是随便剪。
I'm not just talking like that.
You know,
if you have children, you should give thanks.
最近我认识一个人，是我一个房客。
So I know this man that he's my
他非常非常不愉快，有时候会自己会说很多负面的话，对着自己，对着天。
So he's a very unhappy man. So a lot of times he.
A woman, a lady.
Sorry.
我跟他聊天的时候呢，他常常来找我聊天，一见到我就聊天不停，他一直要找我，不没法做自己。
So she always comes to me and start complaining, I couldn't do anything.
Like to talk to.
Oh, she likes to talk to me.
他在小时候是一个非常聪明的一个天才。
When she was young, she's very smart and she's like a prodigy, you know.
Yeah. 十二岁的时候就是在他父亲旁边做副驾驶开飞机。
So, when she was 12, she is already co-piloting a plane with her father.
他小时候就跟着他的父亲做所有的事情，所以他很小就在他的父亲的工厂里面，这个工具也做，那个工具也做，好多工人说这个小孩子在这里做什么，他就喜欢做这些。
So when she was young, she always worked with her father, so she's doing a lot of working with a lot of tools, and then the co-workers always say, okay, what is this child doing here?
那后来他结婚以后呢，自己40个艾肯迪，自己设计房子，所有的都弄得非常漂亮，跟我看头发。
When she grew up, she has 40 acres of farmland, and she did all the drawings and constructions by herself. She's a very smart.
那现在呢？老了70多岁，儿女自己成家了，她自己也不喜欢跟儿女住在一起，她一个人 very lonely.
So now she's in her 70s and she's living alone. She doesn't like to live with her children, so she's living alone, very lonely and孤单.
So, when your children give you a fit, you should give thanks. 真的。啊，我常常跟他，我觉得他好孤独，好孤独。
So, I look at her and say, okay, she's so lonely, so lonely.
我跟他一讲电话停不下，他一直抓住我不放，我不知道怎么停。
So, every time she's on the phone with me, she just keep on talking and I couldn't hang up on her.
我知道他很孤独。
Because I know she's very lonely.
She often goes to talk to neighbors. Those neighbors are not happy with her.
So she also went to her neighbor's house and started talking to her neighbors. And even her neighbors felt annoyed because of her long talks.
So these neighbors just told me, "You take him out."
So the neighbors were telling me, "Okay, can you just let her go away?"
我说赶人很重要，你觉得把一个70岁的老年人赶走，如果是你的话，你愿意不愿意？
After if you are in your 70s, will you willing to let me to cast you out?
If you were her, do you want me to chase you out? 所以就是你知道真的要赶。
So we have to always give thanks.
那为特别自己认为觉得不好的事情要赶。
And also gives thanks. For the things that you're saying is bad.
弟兄姐妹，这一点上，我相信神要让我们成熟和突破。
So I believe this is the point that God wants us to break through.
我讲过很多我自己的故事啊。
I talk a lot about my stories.
那我记得跟大家讲过，我在1998年去读神学院的时候呢，美国不给我签证，嘣，就把我滞留在加拿大。
So in 1998, I want to go to the state to study theology, but the U.S. didn't give me the visa to go, so I was spent.
Montreal, studying Montreal, 没有工作，什么也没。
I stayed in Montreal. I have no job. I have nothing.
真的很难过。
And I was really depressed.
最后就是慈母的牧师找我，那时候不认识慈母。神母的牧师找我说：“你能不来给我做助理？”
my wife's pastor, I didn't know my wife yet, so my wife's pastor came to me and asked me to be his assistant pastor.
所以就碰上我的太太。
That's how I met Susan.
那后来第二次又去读神学呢？读了一半，在美国的我们第一个家在美国 Kansas。中间回来探亲呢，要回去的时候又不给我们签证。
So, the second time I was in the States to study theology, we lived in Kansas. But once we came back to Canada to visit, and we back to the States, and we were banned from entering to the States again.
我们的家里的东西都在堪萨斯，我们新婚以后第一个家什么都拿不出来，手里面只提着一把破吉他，还不会弹。
So we are newlyweds. All our belongings are in the Kansas state. We have nothing left. We only have a guitar, which I couldn't even play.
我为什么会提着这把吉他呢？因为我原来受洗的时候，牧师对我有很高的期望，他就送我一把吉他，所以我到哪里都提着。
So why I have this guitar is because when I was baptized, my pastor had high expectation for me. So he gave me this guitar expecting.
所以我觉得这是一个非常珍贵的礼物。我说我总有一天会弹，但是呢，到今天还是不会。
So it's a very precious present that I got from my pastor, and I have it till this day. But
所以那时候就只有一把破吉他。完了以后呢，所有的东西都在美国。
Everything I had was in the States. The only thing I have left is the guitar.
后来回到蒙特利尔去。
So I went back to Montreal.
无路可走。
I have nowhere to go.
我们那个师母呢特别幽默。
So my pastor's wife was a very interesting woman.
就是那一个要做他助理的那个牧师的师母。
So that's the wife of the pastor who asked me to be his assistant pastor.
那Susan 呢就是在他教会里面成长。
So Susan was the pastor in that church.
他说小伙子上次你犯了一个错误。
So,
神就给你一个老婆。
So she said to me, young man, last time you made a mistake and God gave you a wife.
什么 mistake 呢就是说我自己没有提前申请签证所以呢就把事情搞糟了。
So the mistake was I didn't do my preparation, that's why I got rejected.
也可以说美国人跟我过不去。
Or else you can say that the US have something to do with me, against me.
反而是坏事情。
Anyway, this is bad things.
所以呢，上一次你这些坏事情发生
了，神给你的老婆。So last time the bad things happened to you, but God gave you a wife.
这次呢，不能去美国，不能回你的家呢，神就要给你孩子。
So this time, when you cannot go to the States again, God is going to give you children.
但是你们放心去蒙哥华吧。
Just go to Vancouver.
所以我们就来到蒙哥华。
That's how we came to Vancouver.
真的就生了三个孩子。
And we have three children.
所以今天就很感恩。
So I give thanks to.
我三个孩子刚才看到唱歌呢，是我的小儿子。
So the one who was singing is my youngest boy.
另外两个呢，已经上大学，刚上大学。
So the other two are in the university now.
所以是不是很感恩？
所以，
你知道为那时候发生这件事情，我们很真的痛苦流涕。
So when those things happened, we were really sad. We were crying.
我跟你讲，每一个信主的人在主的手里面呢，要相信主和我们有约。
So everyone who is in Christ, you have to understand that God has a covenant with us.
他在十字架上是成了。
So on the cross, he said he did it. He has done it.
Finished.
He's finished.
他把一切的大功都做成。
He has done all the big work.
这在神学上是非常重要的，是耶稣做成的一切的大功。
So in theology, it's very important to understand that God has, Jesus Christ has done it all.
问题是我们的信心到哪里？
But the question is, where is our faith?
圣经上简单，他说，来到我跟前的，我一个也不会丢弃。
So in the Bible says, anyone who comes to me, I will not leave anyone alone.
这是耶稣亲自讲的。
And that's what Jesus said.
他说没有人能够把我的羊从我的手里夺走，因为父比万有多大。
And he said that no one can take the lamb from me because God is greater than anything else.
就是父比万有多大，没有人能够把信主的人呢会引到坏的地方去。
So God is greater than anything else, so no evil can take away his child.
当然这里面也有些争论，说有的基督徒确实走偏了这个呢，那这里面有个个人意志的问题，我们今天不去讲。
And there is also a, like a conflict among this theory because some Christians did go astray, but it also has something to do with our will.
Free will. 但是我们只要愿意，他从来不会丢弃我。
But as long as we're willing, he will never give up.
因为他和我们的有约。
Because he has.
他永远会看顾我。
He has this covenant with us. He's always looking after us.
所以弟兄姐妹，在你身上发生的不好的事情，我告诉你，是他允许。
So anything that's bad has happened to you, God has let it.
那有时候这种坏事呢，只是你认为是坏事而已。
Sometimes this things happen that not like bad things happen to you. It's just you think that it's as bad.
别人不一定是认为是坏事，是不是？
Other people might not think it's a bad thing.
那神不一定认为是坏事。
And in God's eyes, it might not be a bad thing.
给你举一个例子，我们刚结婚的时候呢，其实我们两个有很多的冲突。
So, as an example, when we first got married, we had a lot of conflict in our marriage.
由于这个星期天呢，我们早上起来吵架吵得很厉害，我们就不去教会。
So one Sunday morning, we had this big fight, and we don't want to go to church. We didn't want to go to church.
因为我这个人呢，就是信主以后从来不会不去教会，不去教会觉得很难过。
So me, since I became a Christian, I always go to church on Sunday morning. So if I do not go to church, I feel really bad.
那我觉得，哎呀，这个人不敬畏神，得罪神，哇！
So I say, oh, okay, I am. so this.
两个人吵架本来就不好，而且还不敬畏神，更不好。
So we were having this fight.Which is did not glorify the Lord, and then we didn't want to go to church.
你知道神怎么看这些事情吗？
Do you know how God thought about it?
哇，神真的非常的鼓励我。
But God really encouraged us.
过了几天，我们在一个聚会里面呢，我们就彼此祷告。
So after a few days, we were in a meeting and we were praying for each other.
有一个弟兄呢，就看到一个异象。
So one brother saw.
为我祷告的时候看到一个异象。
So a brother was praying for me and he saw a vision.
他说我看到了一对白色的鸽子在一棵树上面呢，就是捉迷藏，在彼此嬉戏，在帮耍。
So he said, he saw a vision on a tree. There were two white dogs, playing hide and seek, and right.
在帮耍。
And they were playing.
我当时他给我祷告的时候，我在想，我觉得不荣耀主。我在做牧师的人呢，还吵跟老婆吵架不容易，我还在想，他就在为我祷告。
So while he was praying for me, I was thinking, okay, I let God down because as a Christian, I want to be a pastor, but still I'm having this fight with my wife. I didn't go to church.
但是神说这只是玩耍。
But God said, we're just playing.
你知道神怎么看这些东西吗？
You know how God look at these things?
你知道神怎么看你这个反叛的儿子吗？
Do you know how God think about your
rebellious son?
Yeah.
你知道神怎么看你周围的这些人，周围的事吗？
Do you know how God look at the people around you and the things that happen around you?
Yeah, 他知道。
Because he knows.
Yeah, 他也知道你需要学什么样的功课。
And he knows what kind of lessons that you have to learn.
对，我们要做的呢就是感恩。
So the only thing we have to do is to give thanks.
另外呢，我们常常要来说神呢，有什么功课要我学
？And second thing is we have to always ask God, what kind of lesson do you want me to take?
所以早一些学呢，早一些就学会了。
So the earlier you learn, the faster you finish your lesson.
神他非常爱你，他为什么允许这些事情发生？
If God truly loves you, how come He still let things happen to you?
肯定有他的美意在。
There must be something good that He wants you to have.
但你能够明白他的美意就很好。
As long as you can understand His goodness.
但你不明白的时候呢，你就顺从他的旨意，就感恩。
So if you do not understand, then just submit to Him and do what He wants you to do.
Give thanks. 所以当你一感恩的时候呢，你的心境各方面都开始变化。
So, when you give thanks, all your minds will change.
再加上一句。
So one more.
你知道吗？往往你的这个儿子如果很 rebellious 的，将来就是做大事的。
So do you know that if your son is being rebellious, that he might do greater things later on?
真的。
That's true.
尤其是在神的手里面。
Especially when he is in.
你为他好好的祷告。
Pray for him.
所以呢，下面的时间由大家来有些感恩的事情来分享。
So later on, we're gonna open the mic to anyone who has things to share.
我们先做一个祷告，我们真的来感恩的一个祷告。
So、we wanna pray and give thanks.
我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you.
谢谢你创造了我们。
Thank you for creating us.
给我们生命。
Give us life.
给我们所需用的一切。
Give us everything that we needed.
给我们阳光、空气、水、食物。
Give us the sun, the air, the food, the water.
我们在温哥华这样的地方。
In Vancouver, such a beautiful place.
有吃有穿有住。
We have a place to live. We have food to eat.
我们有家庭
We have families、
有朋友
We have friends
有收入
We have income
主我们要感恩
We want to thank you
主我们也为我们现在在生命里面一些挣扎的东西也要感恩
We also want to give thanks to you for all the struggles that we have
谢谢你借着这些来扩大我们的心扩展我们的生命
Thank you God for using these things so that you can enlarge us
也只能够承受更大的祝福。
So that we can hold greater blessings from you.
主，我们因此献上感恩。
Lord, we thank you for all this.
主，我们真的来遵照你的旨意方式要感恩。
So we want to do your will. So we want to give thanks in all circumstances.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
也祝福我们下面分享的时间。
And also bless our time together.
也让我们每一个弟兄姐妹有个真诚的心。来分享的时候，就是我们做我们自己，我们不需要来 perform。
So we wanna, so brothers and sisters can come and share with a sincere heart. So we are not here to perform.
我们只是在家里面，在你面前来分享，我们来感恩。
So we just gonna share, in your the presence of, your family.
你说，当我们如果我们不感恩、不赞美的时候，地上的石头都要起来赞美。
You say if we do not give thanks and praises, even the stones on the ground will come up and give praise.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.